Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Come on,
son.
What's up, all you internets out there and all my good people out there that support this podcast 100%. Welcome to another episode of Come On Son, the podcast, Till Death Do Us Part. We lost a lot of great people in the last couple of days. Andre Harrell, Betty Wright, Mr., of course, the King of Rock and Roll himself, Little Richard, and Ben Stiller's dad, Jerry Stiller, all passed within this week, not to mention, you know, losing Fred the Godson and a lot of other people dying of coronavirus. I just heard that Roy from 6 Feet and Roy died at the age of 75 of coronavirus, kept us entertained for so many years in Vegas with Siegfried and Roy before he got mauled by a tiger in 2003. Now they're going to do another Tiger King based on Siegfried and Roy and the incredible journey of them dealing with the big animals and training them in the Vegas show and all of that stuff, man. I just want to talk a little bit, if y'all don't mind, about some of these people and what they meant to us as a whole and how, to me, it's just unfortunate that they give so much and then in death they receive so little. When it comes down to it, when you pass on, the people that are closest to you, your children, if you're married, your wife or your husband, your immediate family are the ones that always feel the greatest loss. And it's almost like no matter what you do in this day and age, you become merely a byline or a picture on social media, and then as life is normal, everything goes back to normal. But some of us feel it more deeply than others. And I guess if you're close to that person or if you really knew that person personally, you feel it in a manner that other people don't feel it. I know with Andre Harrell's death, those of us on the inside of the music business felt it deeply. I know his son Gianni and others feel it more deeply than I do. But I just wanted to say a little something about Andre because I saw a lot of people post pictures of Andre and write nice things like, you know, sleep in power, rest in peace, and all the other things that people find that's just become a cliche to post on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you're posting at, TikTok, whatever you're using, right? And I just felt obliged to say something about Andre Harrell because to me, Andre Harrell was more than just a picture. It's more than just a little note written on the bottom of your picture that you took with Andre Harrell to show everybody that, hey, look at me, I knew Andre Harrell. I wanted to say something about Dre because Dre was the epitome of cool, and Dre meant so much to music. So much. I remember meeting Dre when he worked for Russell. Rush Associated Management. Rush Management. Who we rolling with then? We rolling with Rush. But Eric B. and Rakim said on Paid in Full. Dre and I had signed to Rush Management. Lior was the person that handled us. But I remember meeting Andre then. And what struck me was he was the same guy from Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, from Genius Rap. I remember that song came out, and I was like, wow. You know, he transitioned from rapper to into entertainment, like, just like that. Like, it wasn't even a hard transition for him. Some rappers hang on way too long. Andre did not. He just found something else that he liked to do, and it was within the music business, and he never looked back, and he never was that flashy Dr. Jekyll dude, you know, that had to be out front. When that was over with, he saw that there's another side to this, and he saw, I'm not going to make the money as no rapper, but I can make it behind the scenes. Andre Harrell, Uptown Records started. Andre Harrell worked with the likes of Teddy Riley very early in Teddy's career. Mm-hmm. Andre Harrell was a tree. And off the tree had many branches. And off those branches bear fruit. And some of those branches planted seeds. And more trees grew because of the seeds that were planted. And that tree was Andre. Andre came from the tree of Russell Simmons, and his own tree and his own legacy stood firm in the ground. Andre started Uptown Records. Uptown's kicking it. Groove Be Chill. Many, many more. Heavy D and the Boys was first major act on Uptown. All right, so you got Heavy D and the Boys. What comes from Heavy D and the Boys? Of course, Heavy D. Right? You got the Boys. Right? You have Eddie F. Produced a lot of stuff for Heavy D and the Boys. Eddie F. is a producer. DJ, songwriter, executive, entrepreneur, right? He did a lot of stuff with the Untouchables Entertainment Group. It's from Mount Vernon. That all came from, all of that stuff came from Heavy, and that came from Andre. Okay? I'll Be Sure, another one. That came from Uptown Records. Pete Rock and CL Smooth. Pete Rock is Heavy D's cousin. We don't have Pete Rock and CL Smooth if Heavy D don't get signed. And Andre signed Heavy D. That's crazy. And Diddy lived in Eddie's home studio, loft, during the early stages of Uptown Records' A&R career. It's crazy. Eddie F. had Eddie F., Pete Rock, Dave Hall, Kenny Green, Mary Brown, my man Kenny Smooth, Donnell Jones. They did songs for TLC, Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, LL Cool J, Will Smith, Jodeci, Destiny's Child, Jaheim, Luther Vandross, and Run DMC, all because of Heavy D and Andre Harrell. That's a hell of a tree, man. That is one hell of a tree. And then Pete Rock went on, to do, you know, Pete Rock and CL Smooth. And then, he went on to did Nas' stuff. Pete Rock did so many stuff. So Run DMC. So many, many, many people Public Enemy, so many people that P-Rock produced for. You know? Intro, Eddie F. did. Theme song for In Living Color. Come on, man. That's crazy right there, man. That's all on the tree of Andre Harrell. Christopher Williams, some of the best R&B of the 90s, from the tree. Okay? Now, let's not even talk about Jodeci. Okay? Diddy was an intern that became an A&R. Let's not even talk about hiring Puff and putting Puff with Mary J. Blige and all the great producers that came out of that. Let's not even talk about Puff's career because of Andre. Puff recently stated he wished that people had somebody that believed, everybody had somebody that believed in them the way Andre believed in him. So there's no Biggie, there's no 112, there's no Faith Evans, there's no Junior Mafia. Come on. Everybody, Cassie, everybody that was on Bad Boy, French Montana, none of that happens without Andre Harrell. None of this happens without Andre Harrell, man. It's the tree of music that Andre Harrell left, the branches that he put out there, are crazy. I'm telling y'all, Andre is more and was more than just a freaking pitcher. Come on, this dude was Harlem to the T. That's why the name of his label was Uptown. I can't even really go into everything, man, that Andre. He was the vice president and general manager of Def Jam at one point. Come on, y'all. There's no Mary J. Blige. There's no Mary J. Blige without Andre Harrell. None. There's a million and one executives out there that are not executives if it's not for Andre Harrell. Crazy, man. Just the branches. Just look it up. Just look up how many people went from Motown, from Uptown to Motown. It's just ridiculous. It's really, really ridiculous. Andre Harrell. Let's not even talk about Little Richard and what Little Richard meant to music. Little Richard is without a doubt an architect of rock and roll. Without the shadow of a doubt. Now, they like to put the king of rock and roll on Elvis because that's just what white people do. Especially maybe not these 2020 whites, so I wouldn't bunch everybody into a barrel, but the early white people who had privilege and power would always steal from African Americans. The Beatles stole, they admit it, at least they had respect enough to admit it, and Elvis stole, and we all know that. Popularity-wise, Elvis was bigger than Little Richard because racism. But Elvis was not doing rock and roll before Little Richard was doing rock and roll. There's not a lot of people that can say they were doing rock and roll before Little Richard was doing rock and roll. Little Richard was stifled in his career as an artist. Brilliant piano player. Brilliant singer. Brilliant songwriter. And was quietly but openly gay. So anybody that's ever come out of that closet, Little Richard was never in the closet. Ever. But they like to put the king of rock and roll on Elvis and not the king of rock and roll on Little Richard. Little Richard wasn't conceited when he walked around, told people they never gave me nothing, they never did this, they never did that. He was telling the truth. He was keeping his own legacy going because nobody else would keep Little Richard's legacy going. For every gay artist or gay person on television and all that, you have Little Richard to thank for that because he was openly gay when it wasn't cool to be openly gay. It wasn't even acceptable to be openly gay. Little Richard didn't have to say I'm gay. You knew it. And he still stepped on stage. It was a hard act to follow. Little Richard gave it to us 100% and he made it okay for us to do whatever kind of music we wanted to do. Little Richard was the first rock and roll superstar, the architect of the music. Some people might say, hey, it was this song first, it was this before. Come on. There's no Jerry Lee Lewis if there's not Little Richard. A lot of these artists don't know how to do what they do if it wasn't for Little Richard. Studied Little Richard, stole from Little Richard. I remember being in L.A., walking down Sunset Boulevard one time, and somebody pulled up on me and said, hey, Ed Lover. And I turned around, it was Little Richard in the back of a limousine. He said, get in. And I got in, and he gave me his book, signed the book for me. I still have it around here somewhere at home. Signed the book for me, and we just talked, and I just asked questions about his life and what it was like and how hard was it to be a gay man in those days, knowing that you could just get lynched for being black, nevertheless being gay, but just being a black man and a gay man in rock and roll in the beginning stages of the music, how he never was able to retain his publishing. Well, later on I found out in life that Michael Jackson bought all his publishing and gave it back to him, but how he wouldn't get paid sometimes from white promoters. How, oh my God, he went through so many things. Little Richard never had the opportunity to become that multi-millionaire or like Michael Jackson or Prince. And all. He's the reason they were able to do what they did. Because of him. The pioneers never get the money. Never get the money, but they often get forgot about and they often become a byline in somebody's life. And I don't think Little Richard deserved that. Little Richard kicked the door down so everybody that came behind him that's African-American can make money. And sometimes we forget about these people, man, because it happened, didn't happen in your lifetime. You forget to pay homage to them. You forget to tip your hat towards them. These people sacrificed. Little Richard sacrificed big time so that you can stand on the same stages if you're an artist, so that you can record, so that you can own your own stuff. Him, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, all them dudes sacrificed for everybody. Some of us still fall into the trap of giving away our publishing. All of these cats, man, the Little Richard is one of them. Definitely one of them. Definitely somebody who when you heard he passed, you should have stopped. Even if you didn't even ever heard his music, you should have went and Googled his name and read up on him. Listen to his music and listen to the brilliance of this man. And find out what he was about. Not, oh, there's another old dude they say was the king rock and roll. Yeah, he passed, whatever. Back to looking at somebody's ass on Instagram. Nah, man. Nah, he deserves more than that, man. Andre deserves more than that. Betty Wright. Y'all might just know one song, Tonight is the Night, but do your homework. Unsung did a masterful job on Betty Wright. Girl's like 15, 16 years old when she started. Look how many people Betty Wright worked with. Look how many people Betty Wright put on. Look how many people Betty Wright was their vocal coach for them later on in her life. Look at what Khaled had to say about Betty Wright. Know who Betty Wright is because a lot of people don't know. Jerry Stiller. Y'all just know him as Ben Stiller's dad, or y'all know him from Doug Heffernan's father-in-law that lives in the basement on the King of Queens, or from Seinfeld or whatever else he was on. But Stiller and Mira, his wife passed before he did. One hell of a comedy act back in the days, the vaudeville days. Look at these people's history. They put in work. They're not just some old person that somebody snatched and put on TV and put on The King of Queens or on Seinfeld. That man put in years and years and years of vaudeville and work and work and work and work to get to where he got to. May his soul rest in peace. But he's another important cog in the entertainment business. All these people I'm speaking of today are important cogs in the entertainment business. I've known Ben Stiller for quite some time. And Ben, if you ever get a grasp of this podcast, man, my condolences to you and your family on the loss of a great man. Your father was a great man. Timing as a comedian is impeccable. That's from years of putting in work. We don't get any of the great Ben Stiller movies that we got if it ain't for his father and his mother having them. I don't even know what else to say, man. I just hope that everybody goes out there and does their homework. And it also makes me think, like, if I died tomorrow, how would I be remembered? Would it just be, oh, wow, man, Ed Lover died. Damn, wow. Yo, here's a picture I took with Ed and duh, oh, wow. Who would I really matter to? I guess it'll just be my immediate family. And I'm cool with that. I'm super cool with that because I know and I see what it's all about. It's like, it doesn't matter how much work you put in. At some point, people just forget and just don't care no more. And sometimes people don't know. But we so living in this microwavable society right now that we don't search for knowledge. We don't thirst for knowledge like we used to thirst for knowledge. We don't thirst to know who did this and who did that and who did this and who. Andre showed us it was cool to be in the background. He was never Puff. He was never, I'm going to be on the records, I'm going to be in the videos, I'm going to do this. He was never that. He didn't try to be that. He didn't try to go the Suge Knight route of gangstering his way through everything and trying to scare everybody to death into respecting him. Andre got his respect for being the epitome of the culture. Andre got his respect for being a record man. Andre got his respect for being that encouraging role model OG that always pointed you in the right direction. Always had an ear for talent. He gave us Jodeci. Devontae was in Jodeci. Devontae helped the careers of Timbaland and Missy. I met Missy at Devontae's house. Listening to Hun Tim doing work in the basement, I said to Missy, you're super talented. She was in the girls' singing group that Devontae was supposed to produce, and she was shy. And I said to her, you're going to be the one that makes it out of all of them. That's what I said to her privately. I remember having a conversation about Mary J. Blige with Andre Harrell because Mary's girl had brought Mary to my house to play cards. And Mary stood up in my house before she was signed and sang Go Outside in the Rain by Malira. And the hair stood up on my arm and I gave her every number I had. And I was like, what are you doing with your voice? She was like, I think Andre Harrell just got my little demo tape that I made at the mall. I was like, well, if they don't sign you to Uptown, please holler at me. I will get you a record deal. A week later, I call Andre in his office at Uptown. He gets on the phone. He goes, what's up, Ed? I'm like, oh, Dre, what's up? I said, yo, you know this girl named Mary Blige? He's like, oh, you talking about Mary J. Blige from Mount Vernon? I was like, yeah. I said, hey, man, listen, I don't know if you're really serious about signing her or not because I just had a conversation with Russell Simmons. I did not. I just had a conversation with Clive Davis over. I had no conversation with Clive. I was just trying to see what he was going to do with it so I could go search for a deal for her. That motherfucker said, Ed, if you don't get the fuck off my phone right now with that bullshit. He said she's locked, stock, and barreled over here at Uptown, man. We got her. She ain't going nowhere. That's the one of the only people I ever met. Speaking of Mary, that I knew was going to be a superstar from the first time I ever heard her sing. I just knew that she had it. She had that it, that old soul. Another one was Anthony Hamilton, but he was already signed. actually to my man who learned everything that he knew from Andre, one of Andre's boys, signed Anthony Hamilton. Another dude I knew he was going to be big the first time I heard him sing one word. And that's all from Dre, man. That's all from the tree of Andre Harrell. Look at the tree of Little Richard. Look at the tree of Jerry Stiller. Look at the tree of Betty Wright. And all the great things that these people have given us. You will always be remembered in my heart, each and every one of you, for your contributions to entertainment. Because I am a student of entertainment and I like to know things. I'm thirsty for knowledge when it comes to entertainment. And your life and your legacy has not been taken for granted by me. And I know there's a lot of other people out there that feel the same way that I feel. What you've done is you have built bridges for us to walk over. There was mountains there and you put a tunnel through the mountain so that we could get through to the other side. That's what you did. That's what you should be proud of. I hope that I could just do half or a quarter of what all of those people that I've mentioned have done. Just a quarter. Just a quarter. Because at the end of the day, people move on. Life goes on. It's unfortunate. It doesn't stop. It didn't stop when Michael Jackson died. It didn't stop when Prince died. It didn't stop when Left Eye died. It didn't stop when Aaliyah died. There's going to be more artists. There's going to be more executives. And it's not going to stop when I die. So I just hope that people can remember these great people and the marks that they left on one of the most important things in our lives, and that's entertainment. May their souls rest in peace forever. They will sorely and surely be missed. Talent like that doesn't come along every day. It doesn't. These are outstanding talents I'm talking about, above average talents. We all know somebody that's a cool little rep over here. Andre was more than that. We all know somebody that can sing and play the piano. Little Richard was more than that. We all know a young girl that can sing her ass off, that got an old soul. Betty Wright was more than that. We all know a comedian that's, oh, he's funny. Oh, look at him. He's got. Jerry Stiller was more than that. They gave us jewels. They planted trees. They made rivers. They made bridges. They made tunnels. They did all of that for us. Never will forget you guys. Thank you so much for all of your contributions to our lives, because you made our lives 110% better. Come on, son. We love you all, and we're going to miss you all. I'm out. Come on, son. This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. No, I'm only playing. Nah. Y'all keep going first. Everything else will fall into place. We'll talk at y'all next week, man. Y'all know what it is. Come on, son.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is produced and engineered by co-executive producers Krista Hayes and Kimana Paulus in downtown Chicago. This is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.